Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So today, Pennsylvania unveiled its new deal for Pennsylvania. Senate Democrats came out and said, look, we're going to invest $6.15 billion that the federal funds that are coming into the state. We definitely, without question, need that kind of investment into our Commonwealth to help us move forward. We need investment for children. We need investment for business. There's a lot we need to be doing, and a lot that we need to be focusing on: education, job training, lots of stuff. Utility assistance. We've got a lot of work to do. And if you look around the Commonwealth, we seriously have stuff to do. And then you throw in the infrastructure. We've got a lot of infrastructure improvements that need to happen. We've got roads and bridges and all of those things that need to be functional, that we need to do to get done. We've got so much that needs to be done and so much that needs to be invested in that I'm actually looking forward to this in a big way. And that's why I've asked Pennsylvania State Senator Vince Hughes to come talk with us. Senator Hughes is the Democratic chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, one of the guys in charge of making sure the Pennsylvania New Deal gets spent in the right way. Senator Hughes, thanks for taking time for us.
What's up, Rick? How you doing, man?
I am fantastic. I got to tell you, I'm looking at this and I'm going, long overdue, something I've been calling for decades now, and it's about time.
It's definitely about time. You know, somebody asked me earlier today, Rick, why a new deal? Why a new deal? And, you know, they might have been young, so that could be the reason, Rick, if you know what I mean. But I had to tell them, I said, look, the crisis that we're in, that has been revealed by the pandemic, everyone said it is almost a replica, almost an exact replica of the crisis that we were in back in the Great Depression. You know, we ran through the numbers today. It is just alarming. Female unemployment rates twice what they were in March of 2020 before the pandemic hit. Black and Hispanic unemployment rates twice now what they were back right in that March right before the pandemic. But I think that the thing that was most revealing, Rick, and I know it hurt your heart, but when it was not the numbers, but it was the visual. I don't think I'll ever forget the long car lines of folks waiting for food. I think it was outside of Pittsburgh. I don't think I'll ever forget that, all right? And nor should I, or nor should we. We should never forget that. No one is supposed to be in that situation. And folks here in Pennsylvania and the United States should definitely not be in that situation. This being the richest, you know, the wealthiest country in the world should never be in a situation like that, but we were.
Right.
And so we had to come up with a program that meets the reality of the moment that we're in. And this program, a new deal for Pennsylvania, meets that reality. This is no tax increases, nothing like that, all right? This takes American Rescue Plan money. And I said in a press conference today, I think you'll appreciate it. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Vice President Harris. Thank you, Speaker Pelosi. Thank you, Majority Leader Schumer, for driving the American Rescue Plan home, getting it to us, and then putting us in a position to make a Pennsylvania-based program dealing with the realities that exist in Pennsylvania. It is robust. It is bold. It is aggressive. But you know what, Rick? That's what our people need. They needed it before the pandemic. They definitely needed it before the pandemic. And the pandemic revealed how much hell our people are going through. Nope. That's why we came up with this idea today.
No, and it's a good one. And I noticed you didn't thank Senator Toomey or any of the Republicans in the Senate, because not one of them voted for this plan to help the people that need it.
Well, that's why I was very specific with those who I announced. And the thing about it, Rick, is, folks, everyone in Pennsylvania is going to benefit from the American Rescue Plan. Everyone, Democrats, Republicans, Green Party, Independents, no matter who you are, in every corner of the state, in every nook and cranny of the Commonwealth, all right? They're going to benefit from the American Rescue Plan. And so even those who didn't vote are going to benefit from it. And it's interesting, and I know you've called them out on this in your previous programs. You got a lot of Republican senators and congressmen and women all around the country who are trying to take credit for the programs that they didn't even vote for.
Yep.
But that's a whole nother story. That's not what tonight is about, man.
No, and this is about making sure that we use the money that we're going to get from the federal government to make our state the best it can be, do some of the infrastructural improvements that we've needed for decades. And, you know, I've been talking about, you know, the more than 5,000 structurally deficient bridges and you know, somebody creating an app to every time you go over a bridge to send you a text saying, call mom, you might not make it to the other side. I'm sure you saw the bridge in you know, Arkansas, that has a giant crack in it. It's not a crack, it's a broken beam. That I-40 bridge could come down at some point because our infrastructure is that badly broken and we need this kind of investment. But it goes beyond just our infrastructure. It goes into our human infrastructure, taking care of our children, getting job training for workers, those kind of things, which I think are just as important as our roads and bridges.
Oh, it is just as important. And we've seen what... Rick, we've seen through the last 15 months how valuable our healthcare workers have been. They have been saving lives in a very difficult environment. They, you know, they're the ones, Rick, that go, you know, when they tell us to run away from the fire, they're the ones who run into the fire, okay? The healthcare fire that we've all been dealing with for the last 15 months. And what has been revealed to us is that we need more healthcare workers, okay? We need to invest more in the ones that we have and the ones that we need to bring into the field, all right? And we need to make sure that the conversation around healthcare is not just in the context of when we have a pandemic, but when we have the rest of our 24/7 reality that we're dealing with. And you know, we've got an issue that we're confronting right now on the whole vaccine piece, where we're going to have to change up how we're dealing with getting the vaccine and getting doses into people's arms. We're really going to have to start sending folks going door to door in communities, you know, knocking on doors. Hi, you home? Hey, Miss Johnson. I'm Joe from down the street. I'm here with the nurse. Okay. Ready to give you that vaccine. And so, but those are jobs, right?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And we get them to show up at schools and have, you know, permission slips from parents to get them done. We should already be doing this stuff. So,
exactly.
Vince, I mean, we should be down this road already.
Exactly. So that's what's involved in the American Rescue Plan. What the American Rescue Plan has done for us is has given us and every state the opportunity to craft a program at the state level that meets the needs of the people in Pennsylvania.
Right.
So when we talk about investing in after school programs, and we talk about investing in after school education programs, and we talk about investing in reading programs and getting folks back to where they were, getting our children back to where they were academically prior to the pandemic, where they lost so much school time. So much school time was lost. You know, you pay people to do that work. You hire teachers, all right, or classroom aides or folks like that who can be there with our children to help do that, to get that work done. It's an investment in our children. It's investment in the people of Pennsylvania. It clearly is investment in the infrastructure conversation. One of the pieces that we're talking about In this proposal, Rick, it's $800 million to deal with our broken and toxic schools, getting them fixed up and getting them prepared, prepared to deal with this new reality where COVID, because of its nature and because of the variants, might be with us for a while. So we got to make sure that our schools in quality condition, as well as our childcare centers also.
No, you're, I'm right there with you. But here's the question. It's a great plan. I like the ideas. There's good stuff in it. We've got a lot of crazy people in the Senate. I don't have to tell you. We've got some lunatics in the Pennsylvania State Senate. What are the chances of something like this getting done with the lunacy that we've seen from the Mastrianos of the world and their ilk?
Well, here's the trick. They can't use the tax question because there's nobody's raising taxes, okay? This is money coming to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And here's the other piece. It goes for every community in Pennsylvania, all right? It's just not targeted to Philly or Pittsburgh or Harrisburg or whatever. It is pervasive. Every community, every county in Pennsylvania gets help from the New Deal for PA. And so just
that never stopped them from being against something before.
I know. But, Rick, you got to speak the truth. Right. And we have to get behind this notion. We have to get involved in the conversation and say, look, this is good for everybody. This is good for everybody. Get involved. Get engaged. Call your legislator. Call your representative. Call your senator. Call the governor and say, these are the things that we want. That's going to be a negotiation, but everything good in life is worth fighting for, brother. You know that.
No, absolutely. Now, here's the thing that gets me, because you brought up the New Deal, coming out of the Depression in the 1930s. We are reliving a lot of that, and you know, I always like to tell the story of Smedley Butler and the coup attempt during the FDR years, because our fascists at the time were trying to overthrow Roosevelt. We seem to have that kind of an undertone going on right now, as you've got people who, Donald Trump won the election. It was stolen, Vince. You stole the election, Vince. You and those Democrats got together, stole it from poor Donald Trump.
Poor Donald.
You got all these military officers now coming up basically saying, they're ready. They're ready to the clarion call. Send the codes, Donald. We're coming.
Donald Trump is going to meet his maker at some point. Justice is going to come to him at some point. I don't know where it's going to come from. But you know what? Justice was had on November 3rd last year. All right. Now, it took a couple weeks and months to count all the votes. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. But justice was had there. And we always got to recognize the win, Rick. We always got to recognize the win. Don't over celebrate it. But we got to recognize the win so that our people understand that those things that we fight for, we can win on. We won on November 3rd, and we won by 7 million votes on November 3rd. Okay, so he met some justice there. Now he's been investigated by a whole bunch of folks, and his people are being investigated. They visited Rudy a week or so ago, his house and his office. All right, I'm sure there was some stuff they found there. So all of this is going to play itself out, and we have to make sure that we continue to speak the truth. What we can't do, Rick, is we can't get like them.
Right.
Okay. We can't get like them. All right.
No, what I've been saying, Vince, is very simple. We got to make people's lives better. We got a very short period of time. We've got to make people's lives better. Let the Republican Party eat themselves. Let them purge each other. Let them do whatever they're going to do. Don't have time for them. I've been saying about Liz Cheney. Don't care. Didn't care yesterday. Didn't care the day before. Don't care today. I care about getting the infrastructure bill moved through. I care about getting people's lives back on track, getting their families back moving in the right direction, and people having better lives. That's how people vote for Democrats, when you make their lives better. That simple.
That's it. That's it. But we have to tell the story, Rick. We've got to tell the story, okay? We have to tell the story we voted in the election, we won the election. These things have happened since then, okay? And it's because of Democratic principles, Democratic values that have made your life better that's why we've gone down this path. That's what this investment has all been all about.
No, and it's good stuff. How do we help? How do we make sure that we get this through? Because look, there's a lot in here that I think is going to be really good. We definitely need job training. We definitely need some education support. We definitely need childcare because you hear a lot of this. Oh, we've got a labor shortage. No, we don't have a labor shortage. One, we have a poverty wage crisis, and two, we've got a childcare crisis because the people who used to take those crummy hospitality jobs are women who have children who have nowhere to take them.
We have to fight for this. Now let's be clear. And I want to say this again to you and your listening audience. In probably within the next 10 days, the actual transfer of American Rescue Plan dollars will show up in Pennsylvania's bank account. Okay? It will show up. This is no tax increase. This is the actual money will show up. So the money will sit there waiting for the legislature and the governor to make a decision on how it is to be spent. Side note, but important side note, Pennsylvania's budget is doing extremely well. All right. So there will not be a need to utilize a lot of these dollars to balance Pennsylvania's budget. There'll be need to use some of it, but not a significant amount of it because Pennsylvania's budget is doing well. Right. Pennsylvania's people are not doing well. Pennsylvania's budget is doing well. So what I say all that to say this, to make sure your listeners understand this, we will have to figure out what to do with this money. We can't stash it for years and years and years to come. It's got to be spent. It is meant to be spent. And if it's not spent, it'll be taken from us.
Right. So,
and woe be the elected official who allows billions of dollars to be snatched away from the state and go to New Jersey or Montana or Texas or Georgia or some other place like that. Woe be the elected official who allows that to happen. So what I'm saying is that everybody's going to have a plan. What we wanted to do is lay out in a robust fashion what our proposal is to help shape the conversation and to get this thing home. It's important.
I'm with you.
People in Pennsylvania need it.
All right, good stuff. And I'll make sure we get links out so people can take a look at it at your website. I'm in favor of it. I'd love to have you come back and keep us informed of how this ball's rolling downhill.
You know I'm always here for you, Rick.
Thanks so much, Senator Vince Hughes. Appreciate the time. Let's take a quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.